The Paonia Town Council on Tuesday evening voted to approve a no-action plan regarding Amendment 64, the Colorado constitutional measure that legalizes commercial marijuana activity in the state. The town's decision to not explicitly act on the amendment, as well as the 60-page list of still-developing rules regulating commercial marijuana sales in the state, means commercial activity will, for now, be allowed to proceed according to state regulations. Many towns and municipalities across the state have in recent weeks decided to either ban, regulate, or place a moratorium on commercial pot activity, all courses of action that the town still has time to decide on. But for now, the council's ruling means marijuana entrepreneurs can begin the process of applying for state licenses to sell within the town limits. The council had in previous weeks favored the idea of putting the issue before a ballot during November's special election. However, town attorney Jim Briscoe informed the council that such a move isn't an option. The state's legal guidelines say such a ballot measure could only be voted on during even-numbered years. That means the earliest the Amendment 64 issue could be put to Paonia residents is November of 2014. Mayor Neil Schwederman said the town's decision means it will wait for more guidelines and rules to be developed.
We're not going to do anything now, and then as there are requirements for the town, we will fulfill those requirements, absolutely. Whatever's required, we'll do. And then as the rules become more apparent from the state, as you heard Eric say, we could always institute a moratorium should we feel that's prudent.
He says in the meantime, the council will be open for public input on how the town should proceed, and will consider the issues raised during the medical marijuana debate of previous years.
The last election was so tight that I would hate to do anything without input of the citizens, because it's when something's that tight, I hate to try to guess.
Marijuana's here. They're just losing. They're sending tax revenues out.
Jared Lowe, an outspoken proponent of legalization who's also done legal counseling to push the issue, says he thinks the debate is by now a moot point and that the council should act accordingly. Lowe says Paonia residents voted in favor of Amendment 64 at the state level, which should be enough to justify moving forward with regulation.
We don't need to argue over it and spend the money on an election in a year. You know, in a year, we'll have even a larger majority. You know, that's the way it's going.
Resident Bob Panetta echoed that feeling.
The precinct voted overwhelmingly to legalize the recreational use in our area. So, you know, there's no question. I should have just taken a stand and we're going to go ahead with it.
But Schwederman says that approving Amendment 64 isn't necessarily the same as approving commercial sales in town.
An amendment to pass the recreational use is different than commercial establishment selling. That's a whole different animal.
One Paonia resident, who asked to remain anonymous, read a letter to the council stating that a moratorium is the best way to go. Though not necessarily against the idea of legal pot in Paonia, the resident said it's an issue that needs more public information, more public debate, and more consideration of commercial marijuana's potential effects on the local economy. That resident stated that legal marijuana is, quote, a game changer. Schwederman says the council will take careful steps with the issue going forward.
As we're presented with information, we'll keep on top of it and do the best we can and move forward and follow all the rules that we're given. And at some point in time, we have to do a final decision on yes, no, and we just want to do that, certainly with more information.
Schwederman says he doesn't expect a sudden rush of marijuana businesses.
You know, if I were a business owner, a business plan for a business that might be outlawed by a local entity isn't much of a business plan.
Before any commercial activity can truly begin in Paonia, the town will have to form a regulatory agency, which will then have to sign off on any retail marijuana licenses granted by the state. For KVNF News, I'm Travis Bubinick.